From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. And we're talking to Alexander, a blogger in New Jersey. We have his little report here. We've got our little reports on this up on Infowars.com. So does the New York Times. Radiation found in San Francisco, California tap water, rainwater. The numbers I have out of the reports is that it's 1,800 times, but you were saying that from your research that it was higher levels. Go ahead and make your point, Alexander.
No. Well, it's 181 times, which is 18,100% above. The main point that needs to be stressed to the people in California is that there is no such thing as a safe dose of radiation. Several experts have came forward and said that. But the UCB, University of California in Berkeley, they're the ones who detected this. They also found that the radiation was in the tap water, that they took 3 liters. They took their sample, and they found the radiation in the tap water. And I guess another quick point that I'd make, just to hurry up here, is that they're using the 8-day half-life of iodine to help, you know, calm the worries of the public. But in fact, that doesn't mean that iodine disappears out of the environment in 8 days. The EPA site itself says that it stays in the environment for months.
The point is that the reactors continue to blow up and smoke and leak, so more is always coming. And I've seen the Food and Drug Administration and EPA going, don't worry, we expect the numbers to go down, but instead, 3 weeks in, they're going up, just like they're going up in Japan, because there's all sorts of isotopes, but most of these universities and states don't have the devices to pick it up.
Yeah, Berkeley has very advanced instruments, but, the iodine half-life, once it's inside of the human body, is actually 100 days. It's not 8 days once it gets in your body. And like you said before, it accumulates, and they are detecting other isotopes, too, in the rainwater, like the cesium and the tellurium. And an even scarier point is that they're not even mentioning some of these other things in the federal
government.
Well,
this is a good blog.
About plutonium.
Yeah, this is a good blog you've written. You want us to get it up on Infowars.com?
Yeah, certainly this needs to get out. People need to know that this is in their tap water.
Well, I've got the New York Times here. I've got the other local newspapers reporting it as well, like the Bay Citizen, government under fire as radiation found in milk and rain. But you're right, the New York Times whitewashes it and basically says it wasn't found in tap water, but that's where Berkeley says they got the samples.
Yeah, they got the samples from Berkeley, and it's a blatant lie. They say right in their article it's not in the drinking water, the New York Times does. But if you look at the University of Berkeley study, it's right there that they found the iodine in the tap water. And on top of that, ever since I published this post and it started going viral around the Internet, the University of Berkeley stopped updating their website. They were updating like twice a day.
I don't know if you were listening 3 weeks ago, but I made the point that as the radiation gets here, we would see reports from states and universities, but then it would be shut down, and suddenly you wouldn't get more info. That follows what the system has done in the past, and the Japanese government did this as well. So this is certainly fitting into that. And notice that the feds aren't issuing any statements on this other than saying don't worry about it.
None at all. It's like there's a gag order and they won't respond to it. They won't give, any levels at all. All they can say is that it's below levels of concern, that it's safe. And there's plenty of other articles.
Well, you should do another blurb, because I've read your article. It's accurate. Another blurb dealing with New York Times covers up radiation in tap water, and kind of recap and send it over to us. We'll get that up. That's how we all work together. Alexander, great job. Good to hear from you. All right. Key information from that caller, and he's absolutely right. I was reading over it as he alerted us to it. We're going to talk to Dana, Henry, Josh in Hawaii, Nate, and many others that are patiently holding after this one-minute break. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, continuing to try to break down this info. Hello, friends. This is Alex.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 1st, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,434.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,471.04, $735.52 for a half ounce, or $367.76 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,471.04, $735.52, and $367.76.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it any more than you do.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
There's a quasi-secret in Canada and Australia and other British Commonwealths. And I'm going to cover this before the broadcast ends later in the hour. Twice in the last 2 years, the parliament, the elected government, who then votes for the prime minister in their parliamentary system, twice they have removed him from office, and the Queen of England orders the governor general to suspend the parliament. Now, they've done it again, and this happened on March 26th, more than a week ago, and I didn't learn about it until today when Aaron Dykes posted links to it on Infowars.com. That shows how quiet they keep this. In fact, you read in the Times of India, their big paper, Canada dissolves parliament, election set for May 2nd, Ottawa, that's their capital city. Canada's Governor General dissolved Parliament on Saturday after a vote of no confidence in Tory Prime Minister Stephen Harper's government, setting up a May 2nd election, the fourth in 7 years. From the steps of the official residence of Queen Elizabeth II's representative in Canada, Harper announced the official launch of the campaign, contrasting his conservative economic recovery plan. Now, so they spin it, and every time I cover this, Canadians call me and they say, the Queen doesn't run our country. Really, she owns over half your land. But every time you don't do what she wants, she suspends Parliament. This is the third time now they're actually going to have an election. And I've got Aaron reposting old articles in the last 2 years where this has happened twice. It happened in the late 70s in Australia. You elect the government, they don't do what the Queen wants, and she suspends them. But you read this article out of the Post, out of Canada, and you have to read deep in here that the Governor General suspended the Parliament. Parliament to dissolve, election in early May, government found in contempt, a first in Canadian history. Prime Minister Stephen Harper will visit Governor General today to dissolve Parliament, because he doesn't like what they said, setting the stage for a federal election in early May. The Harper government, if they don't like those, they'll just dissolve them again. The Harper government was defeated in the House of Commons. Doesn't matter. He's got the Queen. And the first time in Canadian history that a government has been found in contempt. That's not true. They did it already twice. The Liberal motion passed 156 to 145, but that doesn't matter, as opposition parties teamed up to topple the Conservatives. The ranking and campaign for Canada's 41st election is expected to begin this morning. Yeah, they only for about 100 years they even had a government outside the Queen, even the puppet government. When Harper visits the Governor General to dissolve Parliament, which has now happened. Harper said he was disappointed in the vote and argued that Canadians would be too. He scolded opposition parties for rejecting the government's budget, and it goes on. So they're supposed to just have a new prime minister because the elected parliament votes for him. But no, no, the Queen says no. Amazing. Pretty much covered it already now. Let's continue with your calls. Then I'm going to shift gears out of the rainwater. 181 times above drinking water standards for radioactive iodine. That's what the University of Berkeley said. The state government's admitted it's higher. Same thing in Washington State. The feds are not releasing numbers. And the caller earlier pointed something out. I went through the link. It's true. Since the federal government got involved, the university, with all these sensors they've got, one of the more advanced in the country, is not releasing new numbers. This is what I said 3 weeks ago on air. I said if you follow up previous nuclear disasters like Three Mile Island in the U.S., Chernobyl in the former Soviet Union, now Ukraine, outside Kiev, they will go into all the monitoring stations and tell them to shut up. Sometimes a few will first report it, that the radiation is going up, then they'll be told to shut up. What do we see for 2 weeks in Japan and the two states around Fukushima, the two prefectures? The government would have on the news websites still collating data. They wouldn't release the radiation numbers. When they finally did, 1,600, 10,000, 100,000 times safe levels. So this is what's going on. This is a big deal. And it just shows how government will cover up and does cover up. Then I want to get into what's happening in Libya, but also the UN-backed rebels in Ivory Coast reportedly killed 1,000 people, men, women, and children. That's part of the globalist liberation. And to back up the rebels, European Union military has taken over the key airport to help the rebels. Another humanitarian invasion to help the rebels slaughter everybody. They really just want the oil and gold and the rest of it. Dana in Alabama, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, good to talk to you. Look, real quick. Hey, in Friday's USA Today, the editorial, page 12A, the first two sentences say that our Senate and our House passed resolutions authorizing the no-fly zone. I've been hearing that this is the first time our military has been used without any talk in Congress. USA Today Friday says that both 30 days ago the Senate and the House passed resolutions. Is that true? Did I miss it or what? What's going on?
That is absolutely not true. Ron Paul has been all over the news pointing out that they didn't even consult Congress. The media hailed it that Obama was taking UN orders, and that sounds like complete and utter disinformation. The United Nations didn't even consider a no-fly zone until 3 weeks ago, and it was, three Thursdays ago, so it won't be 3 weeks until this. In fact, guys, to make sure I'm right, search the date of UN no-fly zone resolution on UN. I know it was a Thursday night, I think, 2.5 weeks ago, but I want to check that exact date. So that is very bizarre, sir, that you who wrote that at USA Today?
That's in the first two sentences of the editorial on Friday.
I mean, who wrote it? Who's the author?
It doesn't say this. It's the editorial. Alan Newhart.
No, I understand. The paper. Yeah, sometimes they put out editorials and don't just say it's from the paper. I understand. So this is speaking as the editorial board. What's the headline? I'm going to look it up right now.
The headline is, "In Middle East, familiar echoes about limits of U.S. power." Which is 11, by the way. That's 11 words. I'm not going to get funny on you here, but I've been collecting these 11s for 10 years. I've got a fat notebook at a famous author right now. She's not going to do nothing with it. So when I get it back, I'm going to send it to you. I've been collecting these 11s.
I'm the globalist obsessed with numerology. Well, listen, we'll look into it. But the president has been attacked for weeks for not going to Congress. It's been debated on every news channel. And there's the USA Today. Just 30 days ago, the Senate, outraged by Muammar Gaddafi's brutality, passed a resolution urging swift imposition of a no-fly zone in Libya. Republicans and Democrats in the House agreed. Now many sound shocked that the operation isn't unmitigated triumph. At a House hearing Thursday, lawmakers peppered Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Joint Chiefs Chairman Mike Mullen with skepticism. It may be something technical where they did something else. Guys, click on that link. And where it says Muammar Gaddafi, see if they actually have a link to that. Just 30 days ago, the Senate outraged by Muammar Gaddafi. Click on the blue link right there for me. And let's see if that just goes to a fact sheet on Muammar Gaddafi. Yeah, it doesn't have any information. It's a story about Muammar Gaddafi. They've had congressional debates on the floor about Congress not being consulted. Senator Rand Paul has had meetings in Congress talking about cutting funding because they weren't consulted. I believe this is incorrect. I mean, you've heard in the giant debates. The White House has defended not getting congressional approval. So I don't buy this for a minute. This is sounds like somebody's slipping some disinfo out to me, but we'll continue to investigate that. That's why I love taking your calls, the different directions that you take us in. We're going to go to break here in a moment. We'll come back and go to Henry, Josh, Brian, Peter. The toll-free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We have a different phone number weekdays because the Genesis phone board takes those calls, but I run this all out of house on the Sunday broadcast, so you're calling right into my studio here, 877-789-ALEX. That's me, lover of liberty, defender of the republic. You have found at the front lines of the info war, the tip of the spear. I am your wartime broadcaster. Hence, InfoWars.com. Our secret weapon is truth.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones have their tombs. Slaves to build and see the wind.
Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I want to continue with your calls. Then I'm going to get into the out-of-control Census Bureau that is now announcing they're going to full-time send people census forms, not just every 10 years, and demand you answer all sorts of questions that by law you don't have to answer. I want to get into genetically modified cows produce human milk. Very important information. But during the break, we looked into it, and sure enough, it was March 17th. That was 2.5 weeks ago. On a Thursday, UN Security Council authorizes no-fly zone, that's Fox News, with no congressional consultation or approval. So that USA Today is incorrect. That is very bizarre to see that type of disinformation. Was it a mistake or on purpose? Also, we're going to get into Libya and what's happening on the Ivory Coast as well. Big developments there that show the hypocrisy of this new war that we're not supposed to call a war but a kinetic military action. So that is coming up. But right now, let's go to Henry in Canada. Henry, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, Henry.
I just wanted to talk about some stuff and about your show for 2 minutes. So basically, I'm a senior right now in high school, and since I woke up about 2 years ago and became an activist, I've noticed like a marked change, a difference in awareness at my school. And, you know, you can talk to people, and most of them know about false flag terror and all that.
Oh, yeah, folks don't make fun of you as much as they did before, because now everybody's talking about financial collapse and dollar devaluation and the Federal Reserve being the problem. Yes, we've done our job. You've done your job, Henry. Exciting things are happening. We're able to now actually blame who is responsible for what's happening, and as things get worse, bring them to justice.
Yeah, well, and they're still working on some of the stuff like governments and in our lives and freedom to spank your kids or spit off your front porch or whatever. And as you talk to them, you do run into a lot of General Zaroff kind of types from, you know, The Deadliest Game and people who are into the whole Malthusian worldview. But we put the information out there, and it's unstoppable. And so they could set you up, they can beat you up, they could even kill you. It doesn't matter. You'd still be around. Like, I was a sailor.
Hey, I appreciate your call, Henry. Yeah, what's happening is that the information is bulletproof. Ideas are bulletproof. We're all individually flesh and blood, but ideas are bulletproof. Josh in Hawaii. Josh, welcome.
Hey, thank you, Alex. How's it? I just wanted to share a couple insights from that I learned from the answer to 1984 and 1776 campaign, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay. I think you guys are just par excellence at the top of your game when it comes to strategic you have incredible, insightful analysis, the most amazing guests. People are brilliant, and it really allows the listeners to have a huge leg up, you know. On
yeah, it's a full-spectrum analysis.
Absolutely. But the problem is that, and I think that's what Henry was trying to say there as far as activism goes, that's where it ends if people don't take that information and run with it. And like I said another time, if you're hearing this information, you're not doing anything about it, then you are wrong. So my quick suggestion is maybe a slight change in tactics, because you guys are just working 24/7, completely overburdened, and we can't have you burned out and have health issues and all sorts of other stuff. We need to leverage the listeners to be able to take this message and run with it on their own. And the way the technology is nowadays, that's easier than ever before. We've already recognized the power of the Google bombs. But what I think is really important is on the days that you're not doing Google bombs, we need to do a couple other things. And I'd like to suggest those right now. Number one, Twitter bombs. You know, it's like the law of compounding interest. If we keep
have
doing
everybody
that,
take an article from Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or from Twitter.com/RealAlexJones and retweet that out. Absolutely. We'll start doing Twitter bombs. I've meant to do that and really leverage the power of this massive audience to push something out into the the tweeting verse to really reach a lot of people that aren't aware and to show our power. What else?
Okay, two quick more ideas. After that, Facebook bombs. You know, we talked about creating our own kind of social network. I don't think that's necessary. We can work from within the matrix. You've got 500 million users there, and so you got to go where the people are at. So we can do the same thing through Facebook bombs. And lastly, something called Foursquare, which I'm not sure if you know about, but I think this is the most exciting spot in the new Internet, as it were, because this is essentially making the Internet local again. And basically the idea here is, you know, businesses a lot of times can join up on this thing called Foursquare. Almost everyone nowadays has a smartphone, and literally what they're doing is looking up, it pulls up a map, and it shows the different businesses in a given area that are doing a certain thing that you're looking for. Well,
sure, you opt in on your phone, and then it gives you little alerts and really surveils the daylights out of you. What do you do? Get people that have businesses that sell books or expose the New World Order or local radio stations that have good talk show hosts, or do you fill it with disinformation?
I would go from the route of everyone who is a true info warrior. Say you own an independent coffee shop or a restaurant or a bar, or you're a dry cleaner.
You tell folks that's a place to congregate if you love liberty and want V for victory.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then the more people that you meet and you see other people doing the exact same thing with you, now all of a sudden you're that much more empowered and you're not alone. I think that these are some great
ideas. Josh, amazing ideas. Write an article up about it. Send it to us. If it's written well, we'll post it at Infowars.com. It's a great idea. Good to hear from you. Josh in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I actually wanted to talk about a specific article that was written in The Guardian. It says how big U.S. banks launder billions from Mexico murderous drug gangs. And it's interesting because I went on CNN, Fox News, I went on every mainstream news article, and no one's discussing what Wachovia and Wells Fargo did from 2000.
Yeah, that was the 360-something billion. They even owned the aircraft flying the drugs around. That was in Bloomberg actually a few months ago. The Guardian picked up on it?
Yeah, The Guardian has, and it's funny because it was early, like real late last night, around like 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm going from memory. It was 300 and what billion they laundered?
373.6 billion.
Oh, it must have got, and they pled guilty to this but didn't get in trouble. What's the Guardian headline? We'll put that up right now.
The Guardian headline is how a big U.S. bank laundered billions from Mexico's murderous drug gangs.
And didn't get in trouble. So how
and
big?
They didn't got in any trouble at all. Not at all.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so how a big U.S. bank laundered billions from Mexico's murderous drug gangs. Yeah, I knew it was 300-something bill months ago. There it is. How big U.S. banks laundered billions from Mexico's murderous drug gangs. As the violence spread, billions of dollars of cartel cash began to seep into the global financial system. But a special investigation by The Observer reveals how the increasingly frantic warnings of one London whistleblower were ignored. Well, they were warned for 11 years about Madoff, who started the NASDAQ. They made drugs illegal just like they made alcohol illegal in Prohibition, and the profits tripled and alcoholism tripled. And then when they lost Prohibition, they made drugs, cocaine, heroin you could buy at the corner store illegal so they could ship it in, kill their competition, use the cops to bust their competition. Then when you're dumb enough to use it, they throw you in a private prison. The government ships in the drugs. They've been caught over and over again. The big banks launder the money. Even Tony Montana can tell us that. And Oliver Stone's screenplay, Scarface. Anything else, Josh and PA?
I think I want to talk about was the one thing we also need to
stay there. I'm going to come back and finish with you. Then I'm hitting a bunch of news. Whatever callers I can get to after that. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Two more juicy segments straight ahead.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I've got an absolute blitzkrieg of key news and information that must be covered. I've only got about 26 minutes left of live transmission time, but I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central. That's 12 noon Eastern, 10 Mountain, 9 a.m. Pacific. Okay, I want to finish up with Josh. I'm going to go through a bunch of news, and we have time. We probably will. Brian, Peter, John, Scott, Larry, Michigan truther Jim Scott, that's probably all we'll have time for with those. But I do have a cornucopia of really important stuff that I must get to that I promised to cover. This shows how even weak I am. I mean, it comes out in Bloomberg. AP barely picks up, 3 months ago, the 360-something bill at the time. They're reporting now that it's 370-plus billion in one U.S. bank. Laundered. They even leased the aircraft, ran the whole op, just 100, folks, $500 billion a year. This was over 2 years. Comes into the U.S. in narcotics money. That's raw. Then they sell it for a lot more. Now, you think the government doesn't know who's laundering the hundreds of billions of dollars a year? I remember the Associated Press 15 years ago. Headline, Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas caught with $3 billion in drug money. They run the drugs. Okay? And this is all admitted. So, yeah, there's the London Guardian reporting on its sister paper, The Observer's detailed report, how a big U.S. bank laundered billions from Mexico's murderous drug gangs. And it goes on how they covered it up. Nobody got in trouble. Yeah, you get caught, though, with a marijuana cigarette, you're probably going to jail. But you ship in hundreds of billions of dollars in schmack and cocaine, you are going to be on the presidential's advisory board. And if they decriminalized it, the Mexican drug gangs, the U.S. banks, the British government caught running opium for hundreds of years, it'd all be over overnight. And I've only covered this probably 5-6 times since it came out. So, because the evil's so great. I mean, it's like 6 months ago it came out in a AP, Reuters, Bloomberg broke it. Okay, top insurance companies signed secret deals 11 years ago with Veterans Affairs to steal all veterans' death benefits they paid into from World War II through current wars. And the government said, yeah, we did it. We're taking your money. No issues, no complaints, no VA, Veterans Affairs groups saying anything. Just, folks, they're stealing everything. The government's a bunch of drug-dealing criminals at the top. Haven't you figured this out yet? They've already robbed us many times over. We've got to wake up to this. They've gotten us to sign on to trillions of dollars of foreign debt we don't owe. It's come out the Federal Reserve wouldn't tell Congress, the government, the real government, the private Fed wouldn't tell them where $23.7 trillion went in hearings. Turns out it went to foreign corporations and banks and their own private bank accounts. People at the Federal Reserve, people at the Treasury, they are criminals. Just because they got bald heads and wear $3,000 suits and land by private helicopter doesn't mean they're not crooks. Look at Bernie Madoff. And the SEC knew for 11 years everything he was doing. Of course they protected him. And Madoff's come out and said that now from jail. He said, of course, they all knew I was doing it. This is how it all operates. The whole government's a Ponzi scheme. That was in New York Magazine a month ago. Pull it up. We don't make any of this stuff up, okay? I hear national talk show hosts, that Alex Jones is a traitor. He says Al-Qaeda works for the government. He says the government's laundering drugs. Well, it's all admitted. It's all over the news that Al-Qaeda is the core, the group 6 weeks ago that started the rebellion against Gaddafi and is running it. It's in the news again today. Al-Qaeda Mujahideen, the leaders of the rebellion. I know what I'm talking about. I live in the real world. I'm just an average guy, but I'm not a coward. I will tell the truth. I will risk my life. The globalists don't know what to do because they've tried to assassinate my character. They've tried to lie about me. They've tried to demonize. But if they kill me, it underlines everything I've said. It highlights what I've said. It puts a big exclamation point behind it. It emblazons everything I've talked about. You understand that? It's not the whole government. It's criminal rogue groups within it. But we've got to grow up and have a spine. And more I'm hearing mainline hosts say, Alex Jones is right. Several big hosts national last week came out and said Alex Jones was right about Al-Qaeda being government run, but not government, criminal groups within the government. They're like, why would the government want to attack itself so it can have a war? It's called full spectrum dominance. They don't just attack the enemy. They create the enemy. Now, does the low-level Al-Qaeda grunt know that? No, they don't know that. Does our low-level grunt in the military know the globalists are controlling both sides? No. But up top, they're running the show. Okay. Now I'm really in trouble because we're running out of time here, and I got all this news to hit. Josh in PA, who brought up the Wells Fargo, hundreds of billions in drug money and running the aircraft and everything. Any other comments?
Yeah, I got two quick real points. One is that people also need to understand that yes, the radiation and the physical sickness you can attain from the radiation is going to be extremely bad, but also the financial devastation this is going to do to the United States is just unbelievable. That's one. Two, the last point I'm going to make is I strongly believe, and I'd love to find out what Webster Tarpley, if you could ask him next time, I believe that we're strategically planning ourselves around Northern Africa. To potentially, if it comes down to...
No, the Tarpley's already said that Afrikan is in control. This is about the full invasion of Africa, piece by piece. The French and the EU have invaded the Ivory Coast and are openly backing the rebels, slaughtering men, women, and children in an orgy of death to take over the resources, and it's in the newspapers. London Telegraph, France 24, BBC, Associated Press, Yahoo News. I mean, it's just all admitted.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate it, man, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. I mean, what good work? I've got a brain when it's... It's very frustrating, ladies and gentlemen, because I am not into sports. I'm not into acting tough. I'm not into going to parties. I'm into reality. And I remember reading 2.5 weeks ago the UN resolution to bombard Libya, to bombard Muammar Gaddafi, and it said that he would accept a humanitarian ground force or else, and then they massed the troop ships off the coast the last 2 weeks, and the Marine Corps commander, when they left with 2,200 Marines, said we're preparing for ground invasion, and then Obama said we will not invade, and then now they do this lawyer speak and say, well, we are getting ready for a ground force, and our special forces have been there the whole time, along with British, but we're just going to be supporting the rebels. Who are the Mujahideen al-Qaeda? I mean, they've already have a ground invasion. There were ground troops in there before this started. They're running it. It's all admitted. So they say, yes, we've got ground troops there running it, but we're not going to have a ground force. So, yeah, we got special forces lasing targets all over the ground. They were there beforehand. They're running the rebels, but we're not on the ground. And this is not a military action. This is a kinetic action. I mean, we're entering a Orwellian system, and you've seen, shifting gears, the industrial disaster of Fukushima and the 5 of the 6 reactors going haywire, blowing up, spewing fuel rods everywhere, leaking 100,000 times radiation, 181 times normal levels, hitting California, confirmed, nobody seems to care, you know, NCAA, baby. And then look. Ladies and gentlemen, there are tens of thousands of listed plants mixed with insects, plants mixed with other plants mixed with humans mixed with insects, humans mixed with pigs, cows, horses, goats. And I read all this stuff. There are hundreds of different types of salmon with other fish, insects, human genes. They're releasing them in the open ocean. Major university studies say within 40 generations, that's 40 years, it will extinct regular Alaskan and Pacific salmon. And I have on top genetic engineers who were making millions a year at companies but found that potatoes they engineered, in one case in England, and they quit their job or they get fired when they say, well, yes, you can make the potato last longer, but it also happens to sterilize people. And they say, don't worry, that's what this is all about. I mean, I read these reports. And then they come out with cows that are part human, that have human genetics, that produce milk for humans, that they say is better. And then the FDA comes out and says they're not going to let you know if you're drinking Chimera cross-species milk or eating Chimera cross-species beef, that they're moving to not even let you know or let you list that you don't have this in your food. Oh, man.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We've got a USA Today editorial from 2009 when the Obama administration said, quote, people who criticize us are helping Al-Qaeda. So see, you're not allowed to criticize them using Al-Qaeda against Gaddafi as the, quote, heart of the force, and U.S. and British special forces there advising him, or you're with Al-Qaeda. See, if you don't support Al-Qaeda, you're with Al-Qaeda. And if you don't support the phony drug war to keep drug prices high so the big banks have more money to launder, you're evil. You see, that's how all of this works. Now, I've got to really move quick through news now. Here's an actual news story here. FDA says you have no right to real food unless they give you permission. And they've been fighting in court that the new GMO salmon they're trying to put on store shelves, that you not be allowed companies to label that they're not part fish, part insect, or other mixtures. In a response to a lawsuit filed by Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, the FDA has articulated its belief that there is no such thing as a right to health or to purchase or consume any given food. And they have the quotes here saying that you're not allowed to know if you've got cloned milk. That's already out there. You don't have a right to know if it's genetically modified salmon. You have no right. The globalists will feed you this garbage, and that's just the end of it, despite all the major health studies. Remember all the big fights, though, over human growth hormone in milk. We finally won that. We're going to win this as long as we expose it. But let's not worry about the real health crises, the genetic engineering, toxic waste dumping. Let's put taxes on carbon dioxide coming out of power plants and shut those down. You know, something that plants breathe. But back to this report out of the Telegraph, genetically modified cows produce human milk. The scientists have successfully introduced human genes into 300 dairy cows to produce milk with the same properties as human breast milk by adding the human genetics to it. And they say that this is going to help boost the immune systems of babies and reduce the risk of infections. Oh, really? But all the top genetic engineers we've interviewed who've been whistleblowers explain you change one group of genes, you can get the effects you want, but it randomly changes other genes. Then they start breeding these cows with other cows, and there's a whole bunch of these that have been designed, different types, and then it totally gets out of the population, and now bovine diseases that humans couldn't get, now we can get them. Or it can trigger virus or bacterial mutations. This is already going on with genetically modified plants. And the media is like, oh, it's like crossing two types of sunflowers. No, that's two sunflowers already related through natural hybridization. That's not putting a poisonous fungus into BT corn at 1,000 times natural levels so bugs eat it and die, and then they feed us that corn. And honeybees are dying all over the world. In some areas, over 80% are gone because they will go and eat it, and there's German studies on that. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And they just wave a magic wand and say GMO corn's fine. GMO rice is fine. GMO soybeans, fine. Oh, we're going to release out in the open goats that are part spider. They've got so many spider genes, their udders create spider webs. You cannot make this type of stuff up. And they're just headlong rushing forward, headlong saying it's no big deal. It's amazing, absolutely amazing. Here's some of the other news, London Telegraph. Ivory Coast, aid workers find 1,000 bodies in a major city of Dukou. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. And they go on to say charity workers who reached the city said it appeared the killings had taken place in a single day shortly after the town fell to troops loyal to Alassane Ouattara, the man internationally recognized as having won last year's presidential election and the man backed by the UN force. Here's another one. Peacekeepers control the airport in an attempt to back up the guy they're reporting is connected to all these machete murders and machine gunnings that are going on. Here's another one. French coast arrive on the Ivory Coast. French forces arrive to take over Abidjan Airport, and they're there to back up the rebel leader who the UN says won the election. So there you go. Another humanitarian event taking place there. And it's the same thing we see going on with Muammar Gaddafi. Here's the Wall Street Journal. Can't call him al-Qaeda. Ex-Mujahideen helped lead Libyan rebels. And they're admitting, yeah, they are the first groups to attack, and they are the leaders of the groups. And U.S. Special Forces have been arming them for more than 5 weeks out of Egypt. Had to get that domino falling first because Hosni Mubarak, our old ally, or the globalist old ally, wouldn't play ball. And they're reporting on a stalemate in Libya, increasingly viewed as a likely outcome, splitting the country in two. Meanwhile, Afghanistan Quran-burning protests rage on for the third day. I don't agree with what that preacher did, but I have to support his right to do it. Because if you take his free speech on that, we all lose our free speech. And these people running around burning and killing and doing all of this, well, that's their country. But I'll tell you this, I think it's wrong. And here in the United States, people threatening violence, if you don't like free speech, you need to get out of here. Okay? You have a right to practice your religion here. I have a right to my political views and religious views. And you have a right to say you don't like what that preacher did and to protest him. But you do not have a right to call for violence. Okay? Don't play into the hands of this clash of civilizations. Now at least 20 dead, many UN workers are reportedly dead, some of them with their heads chopped off. And the globalists love this, and they bring in groups of people to play us off against each other in the name of multiculturalism, while hyping the crises on both ends. Now, continuing with the census. Remember last year we heard a census worker had been murdered? Now the police say that he was found dead with Fed etched in his chest, and turns out it was that he killed himself. But they tried to use that to demonize anybody as a cause celeb. We're sad he's dead. For anybody that didn't like census workers, here's the deal. A murderer who's caught with dead bodies doesn't have to incriminate themselves and answer questions. Under the Constitution and federal law, you got to answer one question. How many people live here for your apportionment in the congressional districting? How many members of the House of Representatives does your state get? California has the most, Texas the second most. Okay, that's what it's about. Now, I remember 10 years ago, now 11 years ago, they said, we're going to start yearly census. And some businesses, some private homes did start getting every year 40 questions, 80 questions, 100 questions. They have 8 different variants on their website. How many guns do you owe? When do you go to work? Do you have renters? What type of toilet do you have? What type of light bulbs? What are your stocks and bonds? Folks, the Fifth Amendment, they're not allowed to ask that. So they mail out these letters that have the one question, how many live there, that's legal to ask with the federal code under it. The rest of the questions are a fraud. Now, some of you go, well, I only got 8 questions. You didn't get the long form. Don't get confused here. I always get emails going, I didn't get 40 questions, you liar. Now, here's the Chicago Tribune. Census worker won't take no for an answer. Couple says questions too personal. Threatened with fine if they don't comply. And notice how the article says, now, they're not anti-government. The first few requests were tolerable. A Census Bureau worker would knock on John and Beverly Scott's door and ask them to fill out an American survey, community survey. That can have 40 to 80 questions on it, I should add. The McKinley Park couple would politely decline. But as the days passed, the visits became more frequent and the requests more urgent. Some evenings, the doorbell would ring at dinner time and then again at 10 p.m. at night. I'm generally a nice guy. I didn't want to shut the door in her face, John Scott. I said, I'm not going to answer your questions. She kept saying, you've got to, you've got to. I shut the door. She kept ringing the doorbell and tapping on the window. I saw a case where people didn't let him in, so they called a SWAT team and killed him. You see that last year? Well, they showed them, huh, didn't they? Land the free, home of the brave. Didn't have to answer the SWAT team guy's questions, but we're going to kill you. It isn't the Scots are anti-government, oh no, or philosophically opposed to census. The couple filled out their 10-year form last year, answering every question. But they're not too keen on the American Community Survey, a more in-depth, ongoing questionnaire. Oh, it's ongoing. It's not every 10 years. It's ongoing. The Census Bureau conducts to compile information on area demographics, consumer patterns, and economic issues. Yeah, answer all their questions. How many guns you got on some of the questionnaires? How many toilets? How many stocks and bonds? What are they? When do you go to work in the morning? Does your wife work? Do you work? Anybody got mental issues here? The cops can't ask you this. You have a Fifth Amendment. But they don't care. They're training you to let the TSA put their hands on your little kids at the airport and put their hands down their pants. They're training you to have TSA checkpoints on the highways now. They're training you to have your doctor asking you questions and spying on you. Many of them recruited by Homeland Security. The pastors under clergy response teams. Look up these terms. Over 50,000 preachers recruited spying on their flock. This is right out of Red Dawn. This is going on everywhere. And now they're getting more and more harassing, more and more in their face, threatening them with jail or fines when there is no law, there is no authorization to do any of this. And it's absolutely outrageous. You have a Fifth Amendment, but they're setting the precedent where you fill out monthly forms, not just yearly. They're now saying monthly are coming. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m., Infowars.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.